Hello, goddesses. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. This is Haley Buller Cook, your host and the creator of this space. I'm really excited to be sharing today's episode with you. It's a part of a riff and part of a transmission that I included in The Vortex, which is my monthly, high level, high touch, powerful subscription. It is my group. It is the only group that I offer. It's either one-on-one or group work to work with me. And this is my high-level group, The Vortex. So within this space, Monday to Friday, I'm leading the group through transmission riffs. I'm guiding them and facilitating them in healing, awakening, thriving, actualizing their desires. It's the highest level self-development, spiritual activation with ongoing accountability. It's high vibe group, powerful, bad bitch, confident energy. It's also tender, empathetic, beautifully regulated health space. All about your highest coherence, being in regulation and optimization to be the highest and best version of yourself, to live your life's purpose and have what you want in this life. So I made the decision to share this riff onto the podcast to A, empower you guys, give you this information, but B, also show you what sort of information and the intimacy level and the quality of conversation that goes on inside the Vortex. It's also important to add that there are 2 days a week within the Vortex where you get direct channeling. There's declaration days where you're facilitated and guided to speak and share your declaration based on the theme of the week, whatever that theme is. And then there's Q&A days or direct channeling days where you ask your questions and you get your question answered, or you can ask for direct channeling and get direct channeling from this high level potent channel that I am the conduit of. So super powerful place. We're just kicking off this fresh month of June, and I wanted to give you a little riffy part of what I've shared in the last couple weeks with them. So if you want to join this place and this space, the link will be in the bio with the details and in the show notes here. You can always send me a DM on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle if you have questions. But for now, I hope you enjoy this high-level conversation, get a little taste of what goes on inside the Vortex, and start to empower yourself with these messages, with this information today. I love you. Enjoy. Okay, so this training is transmission style, riff style, and it's all about being in your feminine and being in your feminine within polarity, which means in relation to the masculine, and being in your feminine and how that supports you in receiving with money, abundance, opportunity, pleasure. And for the purposes of this conversation, really specifically, love and union with your partner. Right? So when it comes to our divine feminine within, we have a divine masculine and we have a divine feminine. But as feminine beings, we really should be leaning into our feminine more often. And because of conditioning, because of, you know, the capitalistic society and the hegemonic society and all of the factors and vectors that create these really toxic and hyper-masculine environments in order to succeed, all these old paradigms of success, of burnout and striving and seeking and searching and chasing and doing. Because of that, our natural feminine energy can be kind of taken from us, or we fall into an illusion that we're not powerful if we're in our feminine, or we're not worthy if we're in our feminine, or we're not successful if we're in our feminine. So I want to bring a nuanced conversation here. First things first, when it comes to being a feminine being, we are actually in our highest magnetism. We are actually in our most powerful frequency. We are actually in our most creative goddess essence. So when we're in this feminine energy, we are highly receptive to what it is that we desire. Now, I want to bring the conversation to polarity and union for a little bit here, because I'm just having the most beautiful day with my man. We are just often to be honest, with his schedule, we don't get to spend that much time together. Even though I have so much freedom in my schedule, he is definitely more of a workaholic and very his position. He's the boss where he is and he has to be there all the time. So we don't often get these days, full days together where we can just cozy in and be together. And when they come, they're so special. And today it's absolutely gorgeous out. So it's like a day of gardening and little projects and just kind of taking care of the house and really enjoying that, which I actually love. Like at the end of the day, I'm a Taurus sun and I love me a good wholesome day at home where things are getting beautiful and beautified. And it just feels really healing and wholesome to be at home. And I'm a very busy socialite where I'm always on the move and always bopping around to other places. So to actually have time and space to just be at home, be in my little hermit mode with my absolute faves, my man and my puppy, it's the best. So this feminine conversation is coming through because it's so nice that I have this embodied now, but I used to have to kind of train it into myself because I was so polar opposite. I was like, Miss Independent. Like I was just like, I am a boss. I'm powerful. I don't need help from anyone. And it's just like, I was rejecting the feminine energy within me that is actually really strong and powerful. I have like Venus all through my chart. I am extremely feminine. And if I look back on my like early 20s and even high school and elementary school, like I was like this girly girl, like the blonde girl in Clueless, like that was me. And that's actually who I am naturally. But because I have such a desire for success, there was a couple years through my university and then directly out of university when I had my tech company and I was working in a very masculine space with my tech company and the startup and accelerators and things like that. Like I kind of just created this shield around me of like boss bitch, which is awesome. And I still lean on her and I love her, that part of me. But it's like I was a little bit indoctrinated with this like hyper masculine energy. And a divine masculine isn't the same as a toxic masculine. And there's a lot of toxic masculinity in the old paradigms that we are outgrowing and moving beyond. But I was definitely like becoming sort of conditioned by this hyper masculine energy. Anywho, so I had to train myself to get back into my feminine, and now it's just so natural. So today we're like outside and I'm just lying on the lounge chair looking cute, getting my tan on, and Mitch is out there like just shoveling things and doing the lawnmower and like weed whacking and moving rocks and stones and like just being so sexy doing all these home repairs, which I absolutely adore. And it's like this energy of the divine feminine who sees this all happening and just gets like so beyond excited, turned on by it, absolutely loves it, loves to just see her divine masculine taking care and doing the things. And what it creates is this receptive energy of polarity, because when you see somebody doing all of this work, it puts you into receiving mode because you go, ah, I'm taken care of. I don't have to do everything. I don't have to like step in and help. I can just literally sit here and look pretty. I can lean back. I can rest. I can receive. I can relax. I can know that I'm taken care of. And it puts you into this feminine receptive mode. So for me, when I see all this happening, I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. And I just say, oh my God, you're so good at like, you're so good at this. How did you learn how to do this? Like he's doing random things like gardening and like landscaping and moving things. And I'm like, oh my God, how do you know how to do this? Like just becoming this doting, obsessive little divine feminine, which to some people might sound really disempowering, like, oh, you're just sitting there and like drooling over your man and telling him how amazing he is. But it's actually the most empowering thing and captivating thing and alluring thing and receptive thing and powerful thing that you can do. And for me, it just comes really naturally because I literally am like, oh my God, I love that you're doing this. And I'm genuinely like, how do you know how to do all these things? And sitting there and just complimenting and being like, oh my God, you're so good at this. Oh my gosh, I love this. And just like in full honoring. So what this does is it creates this beautiful polarity space where the masculine in your world, whether it's a physical man, your partner that's a man, or a partner that's maybe not a man but has their own masculine energy, or maybe communicating with God or a higher consciousness or the universe, right? Them taking a masculine role in your manifestation, it puts you into this receiving mode and it puts them into this really like empowered giving mode. So when you're sitting there complimenting like, oh my God, you're so good at this, all that, what it does is it encourages them to do more. It encourages them to want to step up into this higher realm of masculine energy and giving. So when you own that polarity and you fully lean into that feminine, what happens is the masculine rises to meet you there and then goes above and beyond, because it's actually really life-giving and nourishing for them to be acknowledged in their masculine. So the way that the universe works is this polarity and this harmony. So if you're like this really successful woman and you're like, you get home and you're just like, I do everything for the kids. I do everything for the house. I do everything for work. Like I earn all this money. I do all these things. And you have this sort of hyper masculine, and it's actually not divine masculine, because the divine masculine just takes care from a place of overflow. The divine masculine's like, I want to take care of the house. I want to take care of my people. I want to do these things. A toxic masculine is doing all these things and feeling burnt out by it because of a conditioned society. So a lot of successful women are coming home in these ways of like, I do everything, I do all this, and they're bitter and they're exhausted and they're frustrated, and rightfully so. But it's also a choice to break out of that old paradigm. And it's a choice to be like, I'm a boss by day. And I am this like receptive divine feminine goddess who can't even lift a finger and can't do anything for herself and just needs her man to take care of her by night. And when you can just step into that harmony, you're opening yourself up to receiving more. You're able to lean back. And I certainly have catch myself often being in that hyper masculine energy myself, because I do a lot and I do take care of a lot and I have very high standards for how my life looks. But ultimately, when you're in union with someone, whether it's your divine masculine partner or the divine masculine universe, you need to know when it's time to lean back and be like, I need help. Can you do this? Oh my God, you're so good at it. Will you do it? And pop into that energy in whatever way feels authentic to you and see how they'll rise to the occasion. So there's this concept of, if you want a divine masculine, you have to help co-create the divine masculine. If you want a divine masculine and your man is very much just like sitting on the couch or lounging around or not cooking dinner, not doing things or not taking care, it's easy to get bitter and frustrated. But there's an invitation for you to step in and go, babe, can you cook dinner tonight? I really love when you barbecue. I really love when you make this thing. Oh, babe, can you cut the grass and take your shirt off? I love watching you with your shirt off cutting the grass. It's sexy. And you just start to put them into this divine masculine position. And that's their true nature. And that's their authentic power. And that's where they want to be. They want to take care. They want to serve you. But you have to be the co-creator in that manifestation and put them there and place them there and uphold them there. You can't come home and be like, oh my God, my man doesn't do anything. Oh my God, they're never doing, like, right? You have to be willing to lean back and receive and communicate to them that you love when they give. It's the same thing with the universe. You can't be like, I'm doing all these things, I'm doing. And the universe sees that polarity and goes, okay, they're doing all this work, so I'm gonna just take a step back. But when you go, okay, I've done my part, now it's time for me to receive, you communicate that to the universe by saying, okay, universe, I've done my part. Now I'm ready to receive. The universe steps up. Same way as your divine masculine union. So in order to have a divine masculine that is in union with your divine feminine, you need to position them in that place. You need to invite them in that place. You need to give them space to be in that place. And just lean them into it, like pull them into it and invite them into it. And there's really nothing more rewarding as a powerful, successful divine feminine to see your man step up to in these ways and hold this power and be your king, right? You are the queen and they're your king. You are the main characters of your story and you are this power couple. So whether you're in union or not, having this awareness of polarity and this awareness of when you're in your divine feminine, they'll naturally be in their divine masculine. You get to be so empowered with giving and receiving in life. And you get to just be like, oh my God, I love you. I love when you do this. You're so sexy when you do this. I love this. And create this beautiful like union in that way. When you do that, the relationship of your life, it's just so much more beautiful and powerful. And then the next nuance of this is it's something we have to relearn and retrain, because for many years in our ancestors' times, the women didn't have the power or the empowerment to be, you know, in their own divine masculine, in their caretaking energy, in their, you know, bring home bank energy and make money energy and be the boss energy. It's like they were forced into these maternal roles at home when they wanted more. Well, now, I mean, you can hold on to the victimhood of the past, or you can realize, you know, that's not actually the situation now. I am empowered to go out and work. I am empowered to be a boss. I'm empowered to be sexy. I'm empowered to be powerful. I'm empowered to wear what I want, say what I want, do what I want. And I get to also choose to be this maternal divine feminine when I am home, and I get to allow my man to step up into that, right? So the nuance of this is there was a time and season where women didn't have the power to be these high level successful bad bitch boss bitch archetypes, but now we do. So let go of any illusion that you don't have that power, because you do, and you get to be that, and that gets to be part of your multidimensional essence. But the other piece of it is it almost went too far off the rails where women like disassociated with their divine feminine, and they disassociated with wanting help, needing help, even knowing they can do things, but wanting someone to do it for them, right? Like the energy of, oh, I can't do this. Will you do this for me, babe? Thank you. It's like they disassociated with that because it was seen as weak, but really it's powerful. It's goddess energy. If you were to visualize a goddess archetype, they're not lifting a finger. They're being taken care of and they're receiving. And when they're in that energy, the sex, the pleasure, the intimacy, the union that's available is next fucking level, let me tell you. Oh my God. But the energy of like this toxic masculine female of like having to do all the things and completely disassociate from her feminine energy where she's supported and taken care of is also an old outdated paradigm. It's not necessary anymore. You get to be a bad bitch, boss bitch archetype, you know, in many areas of your life. And then you get to also just be this feminine, gushy, squishy, like, I need help with everything. Come here, do this. I love you. Oh my God. You get to be that too in your own authentic way, right? Doesn't have to look the way I embody that or my essence of it. It can be in your own authentic way. But what I can promise you is it's going to feel really fucking good. So it's like old paradigm that women don't have power. Old paradigm that women are disempowered by being feminine, old paradigm that women have to be boss energy all the time, like old, you get to do what works for you and you get to create your own new paradigm of what that looks like. And for me, it looks like being a boss, bad bitch archetype most of the time, and also being like a little feminine butterfly who needs help with everything and just gets to, you know, adore and witness my man doing all the things. That also feels really good, and it feels really good for the divine masculine. So if you're a divine feminine and you're not having like the best sex life or intimacy or union, a lot of this can take role where you start to play this more feminine role and see how that shows your masculine that he gets to be the masculine and he gets to hold you and take care of you. Doesn't mean you can't take care of yourself. It means that you're inviting them to take care of you, which is them taking a more masculine role, which is really fucking attractive. Like there's nothing more attractive than seeing your man take care of a bunch of things. It feels good. And that's really natural. So the other extra nuance of this is you can't really come to a place of empowered, divine femininity until you are empowered to be in your divine masculine. It's really disempowering to feel like you have to sit there and adore your man and be like, oh my God, I can't do this, da da da, unless that's actually true for you, or unless you're doing it from a place of, I know I'm a boss. I know I'm independent. I know I can do XYZ by myself. I know I'm thriving. I know who I am And I also choose a reality where I get to be in this hyper feminine, hyper receptive and beautiful goddess energy as well. So building the foundations of your empowered masculine within you is really important. Like building the part of you that's like, I trust myself. I lead myself. I love who I am. I know who I am. I'm confident. I'm powerful. I'm a bad bitch. I'm a boss bitch. I got this. That's fucking beautiful. But that is not the most receptive and alluring energy in union with money, in union with your man, in union with the universe. They also want to see your receptive energy. They also want to see your softer side. They also want to see and feel all the edges of you. So once you have that like powerful divine masculine built within yourself from that place of empowerment, then it's so juicy and so receptive and so beautiful and empowering to be in the divine masculine, in the energy of I just lean back, I receive, things are done for me, I'm supportive, right? Because it's a really harmonized system. And when you're operating in a harmonized system, you're naturally going to receive a harmonized external reality. So all this to say, your feminine energy is like the most magnetic, alluring, receptive space to be in. And you can't fully be empowered in that divine feminine if you're not also taking care of your own inner divine masculine. So have those both harmonized within you. And then when it comes to your union with a partner, and whether your partner is biologically male or female, it doesn't matter. It's about the fact that everyone has an inner feminine and inner masculine, right? So say it's a day where your partner comes home and they're not feeling well and they're emotionally upset. Something was hard at work or they're going through something personally. You're naturally going to rise to the occasion in your your masculine energy. You're going to be like, let me talk to you. Babe, I've got you. What can I do for you? You're going to naturally come to this divine masculine energy where you're holding them. But if you always come home and you're like, I do everything, I got all this, da 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 da, they never really are given the opportunity to be in their divine masculine for you because you just have this archetype of like, I do it all by myself. But if you come home and you're like, oh, I'm really sleepy and I would love if like you made dinner and I would love if you rub my feet and oh, I love when you make dinner. I love when you rub my feet. If you get into that energy, you're inviting them into their divine masculine, right? So naturally, people want to harmonize. So when you have your own harmonized system, you have the freedom to play within that, in that range, right? You get to play in the range of your feminine, your masculine, and they get to meet you and harmonize that, which is so beautiful. Like that is true union, true divine polarity within relationships, within intimacy. It's so fun. You can take all of these concepts as well to the bedroom. You can take all of these concepts to manifesting money. You can take all of these concepts to manifesting anything. You can take all of these concepts into parenting. You can do this. Because as women, we're often in our masculine energy, right? Especially in this modern world. We're parenting. We're taking care of the house. We're taking care of our work. We're doing a lot in our masculine energy, which is beautiful and powerful and empowering, but we need to also give ourselves the space to be in our feminine energy, and we need to give our partners the space to be in their masculine energy for us. So, holy shit, I've been talking for 20 minutes. But I love this topic. This is really important to me. And it's something that it does take deconditioning, it does take retraining and reprogramming, but then you get to the point where it's just natural for you. And that's what I was noticing today when I was outside, just naturally being like, oh my God, how did you learn how to do that? Oh my God, how do you like in this little cute feminine energy? And it's just like extremely sexy for you and for your partner because they're like, they want to be doted on. They want to be in their divine masculine. You have to invite them there. You have to hold them there. And when you hold them there, you can receive at that level. So this conversation is all about polarity. It's all about divine harmony of your inner masculine and your inner feminine and being empowered to be in both archetypes, but also knowing when it's time for you to lean back and take on that feminine role and really role play with yourself. So let me know how this conversation is landing for you. It's definitely fun and enjoyable, but it's also, there are some edges to it because a lot of women really pride themselves on being independent and pride themselves on doing everything for themselves. And that's amazing. And you get to have that. I certainly have that as well. But there's also a time to let that shield down and open up into a more divine feminine energy and see how that actually lands so beautifully in your intimacy and connection with your partner. So I love you and I hope this landed. Thank you for listening in on this transmission and riff that I had shared inside the vortex. Wanted to bring it here to the podcast and want to invite you into higher levels of coherence with your highest timeline, higher levels of having what you want, higher levels of healing, higher levels of actualization and alchemy here on earth in this one precious, unrepeatable life. So if this sounds like your vibe, this is just one example of the conversations we have. We talk about love, we talk about intimacy, relationships, we talk about sex, we talk about money, we talk about career, we talk about purpose, vision, mission, life path, we talk about impact, influence, we talk about desire. We do it all and we have it all, and it's direct channeling straight through my channel for you to hear. And then there's the individualized piece again on direct channeling and Q&A days, as well as declaration days, for you to get that individualized support that you desire within this group space. So this is the Vortex. It is $422 a month. You can come and go as you please. And yeah, that's it. If this feels like a yes for you, trust it. Head to the show notes here. The link with all the details and the sign up is there for you. If you have any questions, let me know. I can promise you this will be the best decision you've ever made. This space is extremely important to me. It's extremely important to the women inside. I'm obsessed with every single woman in this space, and they are obsessed with this space and this work. So come join the fun. Love you.